And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Posse Tempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us many Fridays, speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, getting over something.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to the El Dorado Community School Halloween party last weekend, and it was really awesome. I had a really scary haunted house.
Haunted house.
And then
scary
then,
fun house.
Yeah.
That's bad.
And I took home some popcorn and some germs.
Ah, so. Yes. Children will do that to you.
Yeah. But that's okay. That's okay. We do it for the children.
Yep. For their immune systems and ours.
Exactly.
So, what is happening? Should I start with the kitty of the week?
You should start with the kitty of the week. I have no dog of the week, but...
I know. Nobody ever sends us a dog of the week, ladies
and
gentlemen. You can send us a dog of the week if you want. Okay, Felines and Friends is a cat rescue and placement organization, and this week's featured cat is Jem. He's a playful, charming, handsome young man with a short coat and brown tabby markings. If you would like to adopt him or any other nice kitty that they have, and they've got a lot of them, call 505-316-2281 or go to fnfnm.org, Felines and Friends, New Mexico.
fnf.org?
FNFNM.
FNFNM.org.
Yep.
Say that 20 times fast. So, I don't know. We got, like, what, 4 days left before Election Day?
I know. I voted early.
I did, too. I couldn't stand it anymore.
I know.
You know? I mean, it's supposed to give you permission to turn off everything and not even, you know, pay attention. But it's just humanly impossible with how everybody is wired these days.
I know. Well, and the thing is, it's as if the entire rest of the planet Earth had ceased to exist outside of political polls.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Which, in fact, it hasn't.
I know.
There are countries rising and falling, and there are floods and fires, and there are things happening besides the polls.
But there are cats that need adopting.
For example. And there are events at Collected Works Bookstore.
Yes. Such as? Do you want to look at that for a second?
No, you go ahead. I'll find that in a moment.
Well, I'll tell you that today's issue of Posse Tempo is just simply called Vote, and it's kind of a celebration of the vote. We don't take sides.
Nice.
But there's some great stories on campaign posters, campaign songs. And there's a great story about an exhibit at William & Joseph Gallery called Vote. And it's a group show. I think there's like 13 or 14 artists who are participating. And they were all asked to create a work of art that was 16 by 16 inches. And each piece is $508 because that's when 508 BC is apparently when... the idea of democracy first started getting really popular in Athens. So anyway, there's a story in today's Posse Tempo, and I basically asked a bunch of artists to talk about what they think it means to vote and if they remember their first voting experience. Anyway, it's fairly inspirational. The cover image is gorgeous, and there's a story on page 32. But this is basically, this is the vote issue. This is just
Excellent.
To inspire, not to
lead.
Yes.
All right. Well, so the 4th of... When is the 4th? Is that Sunday?
That's Sunday, yeah.
Okay.
All day.
Illustrator David Gardner's new book, Sarah Gives Thanks, How Thanksgiving Became a National Holiday, tells the story of Sarah Joseph Hale, commonly known as the author of Mary Had a Little Lamb, and it recounts the history of Thanksgiving, and it's beautifully illustrated, and it's a read-aloud thing for young and not so young, and it's about 19th century America.
Sweet.
And that is happening on Sunday at 3 in the afternoon. And then also on Sunday at 11 in the morning, Journey Santa Fe is having Green Party member Rick Lass at Collected Works.
Oh, cool.
And he will discuss voter purge, voter registration deadlines, and the work of the ACLU, and all of that at the wonderful Collected Works bookstore. Oh, and Kay Miller has a new book, Jews of the Wild West, a multicultural true story. Members of the Staub family leave Germany and settle in New Mexico, and Julia Staub has a scary encounter with Billy the Kid. And Dirk Wales has a new book, The Giraffe Who Walked Paris. And I think all of those things are happening, except for Rick Lass, the three authors are on Sunday at 3 in the afternoon.
Neato. Well, there's more books. Dance and American Art, A Long Embrace. A great book, a lecture by art historian and curator Sharon Udall. And there's a book signing that follows tonight at St. Francis Auditorium.
Yes.
And I believe that starts around 5:30 p.m. There's a story in today's Pasta Tea on Bo. Also tonight, this is going to be really gnarly, bro. I think my partner and I are going to do this. We're going to drive. I don't ski, but I really support the adaptive ski program at Ski Santa Fe. And tonight at 6 and 8:30 p.m. over at Cinema Cafe, which is probably the most underutilized, awesome building in the St. Michael's corridor.
I used to go there to watch movies all the time.
Me too. Well, they usually always do these adaptive ski program fundraisers there every year. I think it's always the first week of November. They bring in a ski film. They have raffles. You can buy really cool ski equipment or win really cool ski equipment. At any rate, tonight at 6 and 8:30 p.m. over there at Cinema Cafe on St. Michael's Drive, they're screening Superheroes of Stoke. It's going to be rad.
It's like so awesome.
Right. Ticket sales are going to benefit the Adaptive Ski Program, which is really, really cool. And they always give away really great stuff. And it's kind of a way for all the powderheads to get together before the season starts and talk about where the snow is and, you know, what they're going to do and what they're looking forward to. So I just kind of sit and watch it all happen.
That sounds like fun.
I'm alone during the winter anyway, so that's happened, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you've got a ski addict living in the house.
I've got a ski bum for a partner, yes, indeed. But also today begins the Recycle Santa Fe Art Festival.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's a three-day festival. Starts tonight with a trash fashion show and costume contest. And I believe there's going to be a bottle top mandala construction project by the Santa Fe School for the Arts and Sciences. And that's over at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. Things get started tonight at 5 p.m., run through 9. And then you got to pay tonight, but Saturday and Sunday over there at the Community Convention Center, it's no charge.
We like it.
So you can go in and find recycled gifts and
And while you're there, check out the art gallery, The Fine Folk of New Mexico.
Yes.
In the community gallery.
I'm hearing really good things about that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, me too.
So someday recycled art will all be folk art, because that will be all that's left.
Maybe it'll be fine art.
Yeah.
Because it's really all that's left.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's the difference anyway? Saturday, November 3rd, from 10 to 2 at the Women's Club of Santa Fe, Casa Milagro will be holding a silent auction art and gift sale. All proceeds will go to the residents of Casa Milagro, which is a home for mentally ill adults. There will be great deals and gift certificates and art and Frito pies and music and much more. Women's Club of Santa Fe.
Sweet. There's a bevy of openings today. Eggman and Walrus is having one for John Barker, who's got an exhibit called Paint Forward. And there's a reception there from 5 to 9 p.m. And that's down there on West Palace Avenue. Have you been into Eggman and Walrus?
Not yet. I hear it's really nice.
It's a pretty cool space.
Yeah.
But it's easier to find if you go through Palace Avenue, go down Palace Avenue, right there before the Palace Restaurant and Saloon. You can see the entrance on your left.
Lisa Gill, who is a marvelous poet, amazing poet, is going to be at 2 o'clock on Sunday in the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium, and she'll be reading from her book, Red as a Lotus, Letters to a Dead Trappist, and it's interspersed with portions of the film Compassion Rising, which is an outgrowth of the 1968 meeting between the Dalai Lama and Thomas Merton, and is part of the programming series for the exhibits Illuminating the Word, the St. John's Bible, and Contemplative Landscape, and it's free with admission. Sundays are free to New Mexico residents, so it's a free thing.
Neato. Hey, is today Day of the Dead? I get so confused on this.
Yeah.
Or is it like between November 1st and November 2nd?
I can find that information out.
At any rate, there's a lot of Day of the Dead events that are happening today. One of them is down at Pop Gallery on Marcy Street. Or no, Lincoln Avenue, I'm sorry, is what they name themselves. But it's at the corner of basically Lincoln and Marcy, and they're having this event. Photographer Robert Everett has this skeleton that he calls Moors, M-O-R-S, and you can go down to the gallery between 5 and 7 tonight and have your photo taken with this skeleton in all kinds of weird, you know, poses and stuff. And
it's November 1st and 2nd.
Yeah.
That's kind what of, the confusion is.
Well, I know like a lot of the processions happen on the 1st and the 2nd, so I think it's like that witching hour thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to Pop Gallery down there at 142 Lincoln Avenue, you can have your photo taken with Moors. And, of course, if you want to pick one up, you can buy one. But costumes are encouraged, and you can view an exhibit that's there online at popsantafe.com. But that's a cool sort of Bring the Family Day of the Dead event.
And there is another event. I got a note from Jenny Higginbotham, who is a roller derby gal. And she has an exhibition called The Travels and Delusions of Overly Enthusiastic Jenny Dogs, a narrative exhibition by Jenny Higginbotham. It's at the Plaza Galleria at 66 through 70 East San Francisco Street. It's number 8A. And there's a reception today from 4 to 6. And there will be a closing gallery also in December.
Nino.
Yeah, it has dogs in it, so I read it.
Oh, okay. Thank you for thinking of the puppies. What about LunaFest? Did we talk about that yet?
No.
It's short films by, for, and about women. It's the 11th Annual National Touring Film Festival. There's a panel discussion on Saturday at 4 p.m. and a screening at 4:45 p.m., and that's at the Center for Contemporary Arts. Let's see. Proceeds benefit the Breast Cancer Fund and Girls Inc. of Santa Fe, which is pretty cool. So you can call 982-2042 to find out more about that. But that's going to be a neat film fest, too. Lots of filmy things happening that are related to other things besides just watching a movie.
Yeah, and just coming off the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival and then heading toward the Santa Fe Film Festival.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It's one where it's a lot of film.
A lot of film. It's a wonderful, both of them wonderful things, all of them wonderful. And CCA, Screen, and then our other many movie theaters. Okay, book signing exhibition and artist talk with photographer Sharon Kaur at Radius Books, 227 East Palace Avenue, Suite W in downtown Santa Fe, is tomorrow from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. You can go to radiusbooks.org for more information.
Neat.
Yep.
Neato. Hey, there's this guy, and I'm going to totally mangle his name, and I'm sorry for it. I'm going to apologize straight up front. His name is Mark Feigenbutz, and he's in the creative writing department at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And he also does this sort of strange, absurdist stand-up routine. And he's got this show called Himself in Black and Blank, an altered state of comedy. And he's performing, 7 p.m. Saturday at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
Very nice.
And there's no charge, but, you know, to support the Playhouse, you know, you might want to kick a few bucks in donations.
Nothing wrong with donations.
For community theater. Always a good idea. And what else? Oh, the High Mayhem Emerging Arts is starting their fall series today.
Okay.
They've for those who were following the fall series and then stopped following it, they changed the opening date from yesterday to today. So that they could get certain bands on the bill, I believe. So tonight is electroacoustic night over there, and that's High Mayhem Studios on Siler Lane. We've got Black Iron Tree Trio, Go-Go Snap Radio, The Proxemics, and my favorite band name, Pray for Brain. Which
that's a zombie.
Yeah, no, it's actually these guys do kind of a mashup of polka, surf music, jazz. It's very interesting. If you go to highmayhem.org, you can listen to samples by all of these bands. And there is a small cover to get in, but it's an all-ages show, and the series continues for weeks.
Excellent.
So if you go to highmayhem.org, you can find out more, and you can read about tonight's performances in Soundwaves.
And I got a note from Santa Fe Pro Musica, which
yes.
is telling us that the Fall Classic Weekend Recital with Per Tengstrand, pianist, is today at 7:30 at the Lenzic.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
there's
let's
more.
See.
There.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday at 6 and Sunday at 3.
Yep.
The Fall Classic Weekend Concerto.
Yeah, we've got...
With Santa Fe Pro Musica and Per Tengstrand.
Exactly. Music of Schubert and a bunch of others. If you go to ticketsantafe.org, you can find out what those ticket prices are and basically what's going to be played.
And you can call 988-1234.
And I believe there's pre-concert talks on both Saturday and Sunday that are at no extra charge to ticket holders.
Excellent.
So you can check that as well. What else is going on?
Wade Wilson Fine Art, opening for Zachariah Rika, a solo exhibition featuring new paintings. And that runs through January. Wade Wilson Art on Canyon Road somewhere. Early on Canyon Road.
Early on Canyon Road.
It doesn't say the address here.
Lower Canyon Road, maybe?
Yeah, Lower Canyon Road.
Not.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 409 Canyon Road.
Okay.
And wadewilsonart.com.
Hey, here's a neat idea. Students from the New Mexico School for the Arts are going to perform an outdoor dance at the Cross of the Martyrs Memorial on Sunday at 3. And it's called All at Once. This would be a great sort of photo op video thing. They're doing a lot of stuff like this up there at the Cross of the Martyrs lately, whether it's the New Mexico School for the Arts or what, but this is a great way to support younger folks trying to break into dance, theater, music, whatnot. Show up. There's no charge, of course. It's an outdoor concert. You know, there's no beer garden.
Right.
It is the Cross of the Martyrs, by the way. So that starts at 3 p.m. on Sunday. And also, you already talked about Lisa Gill, right?
Yes.
Yes, you did. Oh, the Friends of Archaeology are having their holiday party also on Sunday. And that's from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Hotel Santa Fe. And you can learn about what kind of digs are going on here in New Mexico. There's a Southwestern buffet, and there's a silent auction. And, of course, you have to buy tickets. We call 982-6366, extension 100. You can find out more information, figure out how you can become a member of the Friends of Archaeology.
Excellent. And Sonia of Disappear Fear will be at Santa Fe Soul Bar and Grill with special guest Indigifemme today at 7:30, and that's at 37 Fireplace in Santa Fe.
That's right. And they're actually playing again in Albuquerque on Saturday at the Outpost Performance Space at 7:30. And that's going to be a neat show. There was something I really wanted to mention, and I can't remember what it was.
Well, let's see. Oh, I've already mentioned that. We're actually doing well because go ahead.
We're plowing through it. But there's a great talk on Wednesday the 7th at Photo Eye Bookstore from David Chickie and Gordon Stettinius. It's the founder of Radius Books and the founder of Candela Books and Gallery. And they're going to present a talk on photo book publishing, which is sort of one of the, you know, few bastions of paper publishing that hasn't been whittled away at.
Yeah, you can't look at photos on your Kindle or whatever.
Well, you can, but I mean,
it's not the same.
It's not the same. No, who's got a coffee table Kindle? Is what I'm saying.
There's an idea whose time has come.
You could just an entire coffee table that's a Kindle, and you could just flip through your table.
Right, and you put a piece of glass over it. Oh, no, that wouldn't work.
Don't give anybody any ideas. Wings for Hope's 27th annual Toys for Tots run is also on Sunday. Bikes and riders are going to meet on the plaza at 10 a.m. and ride to the Fraternal Order of Eagles at 12:30 on Sunday. Party and live music at the Fraternal Order of Eagles begins at 1 p.m. This is an adults-only event, but if you want to bring at least one new unwrapped toy and two containers of non-perishable food.
Excellent.
And there's a cover to get into the Fraternity Order of Eagles, but of course, it's a great cause. If you go to wingsforhope.com, you can find out more info about the ride and the mission.
Wild Earth Guardians and their partner Trap Free New Mexico are devoting their 6th annual Tree Huggers Bash to the issue of trapping. It will be a celebration of wildlife with good food, a chance to learn more about wildlife trapping, and an effort to ban wildlife, certain kinds of wildlife trapping, or perhaps all of it. Anyway, you are cordially invited to share in the festivities. It's at the Grove Cafe and Market at 600 Central Avenue in Albuquerque on Thursday from 6 to 9 in the evening. And you can go to trapfreenm.org for more information.
Trapfreenm?
Yep.
.org.
Yeah, I don't get so many Albuquerque events in email, but Wild Earth Guardians is a great friend of this show, and they do wonderful work.
Absolutely. There's a great story in today's PASA about the Parkington sisters, who sort of do this acoustic experimental folk thing. And they are performing at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday at Gig Performance Space over there on 2nd Street.
Excellent.
And there's a story on page 24. And there's a ticket price at the door. If you go to gigsantafe.com, you can find out about ticket prices. There was something else going on at Gig, actually on, I believe it's Saturday. Oh, here it is. Saturday the 3rd at 7:30 p.m., Songwriters Picking on Each Other, Volume 2. David Berkeley and Jamie Michaels and John O'Manson at 7:30 p.m. And this is a great series. I believe this is, yeah, this is the second in the series, Rob. That's why they're calling it Volume 2.
Right.
And so I heard great things about the first one. The second one is coming up on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Gig, gigsantafe.com for ticket information. That's going to be cool.
Historian Thomas E. Chavez speaks about and signs copies of his new book, A Moment in Time, The Odyssey of New Mexico's Sagasser Hyde Paintings.
Hmm.
And that's an anthology that includes 14 articles by prominent scholars, and the event is happening at 2 o'clock on Saturday, tomorrow, in the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium. And it's free with admission, and that should be very, very interesting.
We'd be remiss if we didn't mention that TEDx is coming to Santa Fe, right?
It is oh so sold out.
It is oh so sold out, but it's called TEDx Acequia Madre, and they have a cool list of presentations. Did you see the Onion satire of TEDx?
No.
It's you have to just Google it. I'm not going to say much. Just TEDx the Onion and just you know.
I will.
When you have a moment in a cup of tea, just revel in it. Because it's worth it. There's a bunch of concerts going on out at Santa Fe Solo, including Guy Forsythe, who's an Americana singer-songwriter. That's on Saturday at 7:30.
And
probably
Bobby Shue and John Prue, a Henry Mancini tribute on November 3rd. I guess that's tomorrow at Nahalat Shalom in Albuquerque. And then on Sunday at the Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living on Camino de los Marques at 4 in the afternoon on Sunday.
Neato.
Yep.
What else? Oh, Adventures with Tony Hillerman is on Thursday the 8th. I don't think we talked about this.
Oh, go for it.
It's an illustrated talk and book signing with author Ann Hillerman and photographer Don Strell, 7 p.m. on Thursday at Hotel Santa Fe. There's no charge for this event. You should call 471-1565. You can find out more information about it. I believe that the Hillerman Writers Conference is the following week, isn't it? Isn't that coming up?
That is coming up, isn't it?
Or next Friday or next Saturday. It's next week anyway.
Okay.
It's coming up close. So this is sort of a precursor to that, I believe. Oh, no, here it is. No, actually, the Word Harvest 2012 Tony Hillerman Writers Conference, right, on Thursday the 8th.
Thursday the 8th is when it starts. So it's a whole. It goes through the weekend.
Yeah, goes through the weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and whatnot.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And
the Dixon Studio Tour.
Yes, go for it.
Let's see, it's the 31st Dixon Studio Tour. Dixon Studio Tour is actually one of the oldest studio tours in the state. And, I mean, 31 years is not bad. There's a sort of a group show celebrating the tour at 5:30 p.m. Friday the 2nd at the Tool Shed in Dixon. That's at New Mexico 75. And then the tour runs 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th. If you go to dixonarts.org, you can get maps. You can find out which artists are participating, lodging, all that good stuff.
And
it's just not the same without the Dixon Apple Orchard.
Yeah, well, the movie Samsara continues, speaking of the life and death of all things.
Yes.
Continues at the CCA. And showings happen all throughout the day, every day. And then Searching for Sugar Man, which is a wonderful documentary. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I took it home and watched it. It was
I
fantastic.
Really liked it. They made me send it back. It was one of those screeners that I wanted to keep.
Yeah.
But that is also happening at the CCA. And then the movie All Together opens tomorrow, and it's a French film, apparently a wry charmer with poignant undertones. And what else? That's what's happening at the CCA. There's some nice stuff opening, but we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, we've got Sister, sort of a creepy drama opening at the Scream, but Jennifer Levin gave it 4 chilies, and quite frankly, it deserves 4 chilies.
Excellent.
Because she knows what she's talking about. It's a great story about this kid who is very troubled, and he just wants to be loved, but at the ski resort, and he likes to steal skis and ski equipment.
He's very bad.
It's a foreign language film, and it's very, very good. And it's opening today.
Well, it's just about time to go, and I want to thank you very much for being with us here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt, who is with the Pasa Tiempo, Friday Arts Magazine, in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the arts. So
join
we
us
will
on Twitter
you
at Pasa Tweet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. At Pasa Tweet.
Uh-huh. Or a Facebook page.
Which is?
Just search for Pasa Tiempo.
Search for Pasa Tiempo. And you can find my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/radiocafemc. Because the regular one filled up. You're only allowed to have a certain number of...
Yeah.
Friends, and I haven't figured out the other kind of
that
pages.
Means she's going to start tweeting like a mad dog now. That's a joke.
Yeah. I'm going to try to get somebody to tweet, but I haven't figured out. What's the value of tweeting?
You need a twit assistant.
I need a twit assistant. All right.